98.7 WNNS. Hey, it's Chris and Deb, and good morning to you at 98.7 WNNS. Sean is here from the fair to talk a little bit about what's going on.
Welcome.
Let's get you down. We got you there now. What's going on?
We're good. Testing.
One, two, three. Listen. What an amazing job you have done putting together lineup. Well, I mean, you know the team, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, of course. I understand that part of it, but wow, we were just going like, what's going to happen? We saw these five country people, and we're like, okay, whatever. And then all of a sudden, you're just knocking it out of the park. Kiss, Pat Benatar. You know, this has been great.
Meghan Trainor.
Yeah. Like it's a little bit of everything, and we just actually this morning also confirmed Volbeat, which is QLZ is going to be presenting that.
And it's really cool because it's not a show you would typically expect to see at the fair, but it just shows that how aware you are of all the people who enjoy the state fair.
And I do,
so there really is something for everyone.
Totally
this year.
Excited. Big credit to Kevin Gordon, the executive director of all bureaus, State Fair Springfield, State Fair DuQuoin County. I mean, all four sections. Him and Greg Walton really worked hard on it, and Greg Walton's been doing it for since last year, seriously, trying to put together the concert. So, really awesome. Awesome job.
It really is cool. And a lot of it is timing because we do have a favoritism in geography because St. Louis in Chicago, you can get them to stop in there. You know, Brian Oaks talks about that all the time.
And I learned everything from Brian in that. And so, when you look at it, the State Fair is becoming one of those hot spots where people will stop because you can't sell out. You know, you can just keep going. And so what I didn't realize, like, oh, State Fair, fine. No, but you can, 17,000 people, you know, you can only fit 7,000 in the convention center. You know, you can only fit 12,000 in Peoria. 17,000 or so is a sellout at the State Fairgrounds. So it becomes this amazing place to sell concert tickets. So it's been awesome.
All right, very cool. And, of course, they go on sale tomorrow at 10 o'clock now. Mm-hmm. Now, let us know all the
online
details.
Online only tomorrow.
Online only. Okay, yep.
I just want to clarify because we're not open on the weekends, but we wanted to get this out as soon as possible. Every concert's on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at statefairconcerts.com or Ticketmaster. So you can go on tomorrow, 10 a.m., get there soon. Get online soon because it's going to be like, especially the VIP for like Pat Benatar and Melissa Etheridge is going to be crazy sold out.
So
you guys are the presenting station.
Yeah.
We're so excited to have
you
guys.
We're talking about some really fun things we want to do leading up. You know, of course, we'll have tickets that we're going to give people a chance to win, but
with the stateside party to the VIP party pre-party.
Yeah, we've got that, and we're thinking of some fun things that we want to do even leading up to that too. So it's gonna be a party all day
for sure. And did you guys? I don't know if your listeners know that the stateside party is coming back. It's the VIP pre-party 2.5 hours before the show. You get into the concert early. You're literally next to the stage where they're doing sound checks and everything else, having a good time. There's alcohol for purchase, but food and beverages, soft drinks are included, entertainment, and you're listening right next to the sound checks, basically hanging out, having a good time. Plus, if you have track tickets, you're going to be able to walk right up to the stage basically before anybody else.
Super cool.
Plus a chance for meet and greets.
I mean, that's really awesome. Yeah.
Yep.
Now let's talk a little bit. And again, Sean's with us from the Illinois State Fair. We're talking about tickets going on sale on Monday, Saturday, rather at 10.
Tomorrow already.
Yeah tomorrow. Jeez. I know. It's like, this is going crazy.
This is crazy.
But also, I wanted to ask you about the difference between Ticketmaster and going to the State Fair Concerts website. You know, is there any difference in service charge or anything like that?
No, actually, so what the statefairconcerts.com, it just goes to our grandstand lineup page on our website, which is where you can see all of your choices and then also the VIP party information as well as the VIP and also the packages. So the country package, for example, you can find the information out there, and it just basically goes into Ticketmaster.
Right, gotcha.
So, it's just an easy way to remember it and where to go without having to sort through things.
Now, when will the tickets start being available on the fairgrounds for people that want to go around Ticketmaster?
Monday, okay, you can call or come to the Emerson Building. We're going to set up at the Emerson Building, and then June 1st, the grandstand box office will be open. Wouldn't wait. I would not wait until June 1st.
Right, exactly.
This is the first time we've ever had every concert go on sale at the same time.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, okay. So it's a big deal for us, and that's, you know, the online sales is so important because everybody can buy at once kind of thing, whereas we can only take one person at a time or two, three people at a time, you know, in person.
Yeah, very cool. Well, Sean, listen, thank you so much for everything, for revving the Illinois State Fair.
Oh, guys, thank you.
We're looking forward to working with you at the fair. It's going to be absolutely awesome.
Hey, and congratulations, you guys being the presenting station because of your great ideas, your support, and I can't wait to have you guys as great partners all year.
All right,
it's going to be great.
StateFairConcerts.com, 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Sean,
awesome.
Thank you so much, 817.